Smooching, I guess you'd call it. I don't know.
Huh?
I'm at it. You'd call it smooching. I don't know. They wouldn't call it kissing, or a little boy wouldn't. Oh, yeah, a little boy might. That, I don't know.
If the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she.
They broke up, that's all right.
Okay. What if he asked her to marry him, but she...
She refused him.
Any joking ways of saying that, or slang?
Turn him down.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
She broke off the engagement.
And she didn't break it off, and so they went ahead and got...
Yeah, I don't know about that.
They were engaged and then they got...
Back together again,
yeah. And if they had the wedding, you'd say they got...
They got married.
Okay. Any joking ways of saying married?
Hitch.
Did you ever hear jump the broomstick?
No, I never heard that one. Now you got me that one. I don't know, that must have come from Atlanta.
At a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the...
Best man.
And the woman that's with the bride.
Bridesmaid.
And a long time ago, if people would get married, other people would come around their house at night and...
Call it, have a chivalry.
What all would they do at a chivalry?
They'd beat on pots and pans and what have you. And make a general nuisance of itself in general.
Were you chivalry?
No. No, we didn't use that around here. I don't believe I ever remember one case where it happened around here.
Mm-hmm.
See, you used to keep talking to a city boy, and you asked me country questions. It's pretty hard to answer them country questions.
How would you use the words up or down or over talking about location? Like you say, last week I saw him, what, Dallas? I saw him.
Downtown or uptown, according which way you called up or down. I don't know, this what some use the word uptown or some use them downtown. And I don't know, there is a difference, but I just can't tell you what it'd be.
Uh-huh. What if you're talking about the city, Dallas? You'd say, last week I saw him.
Dallas, Texas.
Did you ever say up in Dallas or over in Dallas?
Over in Dallas.
Why would you say over?
Well, I don't know. That's what I said.
Any city that you'd say down about?
Well, if he was down, say he was this part of the country, if he's down south,
uh-huh,
like San Antonio, you'd say... Down, you never use the word, you wouldn't use the word south.
Uh-huh.
We never did. You always said, well, I've seen him over in San Antonio, I've seen him in Fort Worth, Dallas, Austin, Temple, Jacksonville.
Uh-huh. You never say San Antonio, do you?
San Antonio is the right way. We call it, we say San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
They say, the word is San Antonio. It spells San Antonio.
Uh-huh. I was just wondering because I've heard San Antonio a lot, you know.
San Antonio is a proper pronunciation for it. I don't know. I guess it's a Spanish word. Antonio is used in Spanish, anything with Antonio on it.
Mm-hmm.
And San is also,
mm-hmm,
is also Spanish. And but San Antonio is what I always call it. In fact, I drove a freight truck between here and San Antonio for quite a while,
uh-huh,
during the Depression. After got so bad I couldn't keep body and soul together house painting, so I decided to drive a freight truck.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did call it San Antonio till after my